You're listening to episode 11 on Network Effects and Tech Bio, which is the final episode from the Network Effects Masterclass here on the NFX podcast. Biology is the most advanced technology on Earth, and in this episode, general partner Amr Jouri explains how network effects are helping tech bio companies cure diseases, fight climate change, and tackle some of the biggest issues facing humanity today. If you enjoyed the audio version of the NFX Masterclass on network effects, be sure to share with other founders and friends and watch the videos for the full experience at nfx.com/masterclass.
Hello, my name is Omri. I'm a general partner at NFX. My background is very scientific. I'm one of the initial scientist founders. I did my PhD in Tel Aviv University, studying hardcore biochemistry. I got the Fulbright Fellowship, went to Stanford for my postdoc. I started a company called Genome Compiler that NFX invested in, one of the initial tech bio companies. Ran it for 5.5 years until we got acquired by Twist Biosciences, a platform company creating synthetic DNA. I was the head of corporate development for Twist for 2.5 years until they IPO'd. Then I left to start a small fund called TechBio, a $10 million pre-seed fund. And then NFX had invested in my company, invested in my fund. We did Mammoth Biosciences together when I was at Twist, invited me to join them, initially as a venture partner for Fund 2, but now a general partner for Fund 3. At NFX Bio, we like to say biology is the most advanced technology on Earth. Sometimes it reminds me like an alien spaceship that crash-landed on Earth and we're trying to figure out how this gizmo works. It's pretty amazing technology. But there is one technology that is even more advanced than biology, and it's very human. It's entrepreneurship. Because entrepreneurs can imagine the world as it should be, and then are just annoyed that the world today is not as the world as they imagine, and just using their passion and their grit, they can reap a whole new universe and drag all of us kicking and screaming to the new universe they imagine. And they are going and trying to solve some of the biggest problems that we have. So our companies are trying to cure diseases, are trying to solve climate change, are trying to produce renewable chemicals and materials so our civilization will not be dependent on fossil fuels but will be more sustainable. So that gives you just extra motivation and just joy of finding, supporting, just helping companies grow in this space. For the past hours, you've been hearing a lot about network effects. So let's take network effects into bio. At NFX, we love to support scientist founders. And Mammoth is a great example for a company where all three founders were scientists. They are obviously brilliant, right? But one way we can help them is to level up their thinking around business and defensibility. All our platform companies are, you know, they have the vertical platform, but they also have the products. So we have the platform and the products built on top of the platform. So Mammoth platform technology is based on novel CRISPR system that you can use to detect any DNA or RNA sequence, and other system that they discover, small Cas system, you can use to cure any genetic disease. The great thing about the company is they have unlimited amount of indication and product they can create using that platform. So they can partner some of those indications or they can develop some of those indications. And the more product they create, the more data they have, the easier it is to create new partnership with other pharma companies and the bigger the ecosystem becomes. So I met Trevor at Stanford when I was still working at Twist Biosciences. And I got really excited about what he was trying to achieve. So I introduced him to my partners at NFX, and he and his co-founders were one of the initial accelerator group. Then later on, when the paper came out of the Jennifer Donda's lab, where they use CRISPR for diagnostic, the ability to detect any DNA or RNA sequence, I got extremely excited and I told Trevor, hey, this is a better IP. This is a better technology to solve the problem you're trying to solve. And he was lucky enough to be able to get the IP out of Jennifer's lab. And later on, two of Jennifer's star students, Lucas and Janice, discovered more system and wanted to start a company. So we brought all of them together and started Mammoth Biosciences to tackle not just the diagnostic part, but also the therapeutic side. Unlike software, where it's very easy to copy Facebook, but it's very hard to copy 5 billion users, in biology, it starts with basic science, research, and IP. You need to own the IP, the freedom to operate in the area you're trying to develop. That's how you start. Once you have that, the more products you develop, the more data you have, the easier it is for you to develop new products. You already learned about the platform network effect. It's more toward the middle of the map, which make it stronger than others. So we help the founders to realize the power of network effects and how they naturally fit in. So in Mammoth case, they are developing their own diagnostic and their own drugs, but they also as a platform collaborating with many different companies to help them build on top of the platforms, either diagnostic or therapeutics. And again, because the platform is so wide and you can create so many different therapeutics and so many different diagnostic, one company cannot do it all. That's the power of the platform and especially Mammoth platform, right? You can collaborate and get a lot of upfront revenues from collaborating with companies for specific products. And then you can use this revenue and all the platform and all the robotics and people and capabilities that you are building in-house to develop your own products and go all the way to the market. Traditionally in bio, a lot of the traditional pharma plays are finding one small molecule that can go after one indication. And it's very binary. It's either work or it doesn't work. You just flip a card to see if it works or doesn't work. The transition from biotech to tech bio, where again, biology is getting digitized, where because it's digital, you can use machine learning automation to make sense of the data and moving from people pipetting in the lab to high throughput automation, allow you to speed the cycle of design, build, test, learn, and create products faster. It means that one company with a platform technology like Moderna and the RNA technology or Mammoth and the CRISPR technology can create huge amount of products by themselves and collaborate with many other companies to create many different products for them. And traditionally, you couldn't do that. A unique biodefensibility is regulation. Regulation is used to be looked like as a bad thing. Like you have to cross regulation, you have to wait a long time until you get to market. But if you cross that barrier, then other companies would like to build on top of your technologies because it's already approved. Less risk, it's already been tested, right? Because if you went through and jumped all the hurdles to get FDA approvals, then why would anybody else use anything other than your platform? It's already approved, regulated, tried, and tested, so the risks are way lower. As an investor, you very quickly realize that, the outcomes of companies are not a nice distribution where some companies are doing well and some are doing not that great and most are in the middle. But it's a very sharp parallel where most of your companies will not return the capital you invested in. A few of the companies will be massive successes. So the entire game around VC is to find those companies, find the hits, find the special unique companies that will return the fund and create massive impact. So how do you find these unique companies? Well, we ask three questions. We ask, can it be big enough? Second, you have to have defensible magic, really unique technology that nobody can copy that can solve this big problem. And third, you have to be the right people to execute on this amazing IP in this huge market to be successful. So that's what we are looking for. A lot of people that come from tech ask me, can I be part of this new revolution, what we call tech bio or technology and biology? And I tell them yes, because 80% of starting a company is the same no matter what the company is. Sales, marketing, support, etc. And then if you come from tech and you're going to tech bio, then the 10% of tech you already know. And then you just need the 10% bio founder or bio co-founder to support you. So I definitely encourage tech entrepreneurs to come into this space. So we would like to encourage you to use the world's most advanced technologies, entrepreneurship and biology, to solve the world's biggest challenges, and we will be there to support you.
You can also watch this entire masterclass online at nfx.com/masterclass, where you can log in, track your progress, and watch full videos, read transcripts, and find other related material. Thanks for listening to the NFX podcast.